From Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth, and on that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's an activity I participated in on a retreat once where we were supposed to write down on small pieces of paper the five things we could identify as most important to us. The things that we would grab in case of fire or flood, photo albums, scrapbooks, a favorite book or toy from childhood. Those were the things that most people wrote down on the little scraps of paper in front of them. The next step we were directed to do was to take those pieces of paper and give them to someone else, to trust them to take care of what is precious to us. That's hard to do. Because what is precious to us, it doesn't feel precious necessarily to somebody else. Those photo albums are just things that take up space, not the story of how our family came to be. The baseball with the Detroit Tigers World Series catcher's signature on it. To someone else, it's just an old dirty ball. We have to really trust that those people care in order to believe they will care for what we find important. So one woman held on to her five pieces of paper, refusing to pass them out. "I have trust issues," she said, as if no more explanation was necessary. And around the room, the people looked at who had their five pieces of paper, and you could see trust issues all over the place. We know what trust issues are, how they can be born from family dynamics gone wrong, from relationships that were broken because of deceits or lies or abandonment. Trust issues often get in the way of our development as people. We build trust when we are who we say we are, when our word means something. And we lose it when we take the easy way out, when what we say about who we are is not how we live our lives. Today's psalm is an invitation to recognize how our struggles to trust are part of our humanity. In this psalm, we hear the struggles we all have with trust echo across the years. The Israelites had learned to trust in their leaders, their kings, their princes, some to good outcomes, some with dire consequences. Leadership matters. Can be useful and important in our life as community together. But the problem that the psalmist lives up is that any human life is fleeting. Any human person subject to fallible judgment, capable of making plans that sound good but never come about. The danger we face when we put the trust that belongs to God in another person is that we find ourselves lost and rudderless when human beings let us down. No one person can be everything you need in this life. No one politician will solve everything that you know needs solving. No one institution will be heaven on earth. The psalmist tells us that our trust, our hope is in the Lord, the kind of trust that transcends even our very lives, that comes from trusting that God is who God says God is. We look around and we see so much that is broken, so much trouble, so much that needs to be better than it is. It makes sense for people to say, how can you trust in God when the world looks as bad as it does? In Rabbi Kushner's book, Who Needs God? He says, people always want the believer in God to explain why there is evil and cruelty in the world. But I think the atheist has the more difficult challenge. They have to explain why there is love and honesty and generosity and courage in the world, and why it feels so good and so right when we let these qualities into our lives. Without God, wouldn't the most inspiring goal in our lives to be have more for ourselves? Would we work to make things better? To point beyond ourselves to the light that God's love brings into the world, would we believe that it matters what we do together as people, as government, as community, as church? The Shema that we heard this day, the words on which, according to Jesus, all the law and the prophets rest, they told us to love God with all that we are and love our neighbors as ourselves. This is what faith in God looks like. Here in this passage, we hear that love and generosity, justice seeking and compassion, these are the places we are told we can find God. Where do you find God? Wherever justice is given to the powerless, wherever people share their bread with the hungry, wherever freedom is given to the oppressed, and a hand is given to those bent over in pain. Wherever praise and prayer are lifted up, God is there. We can trust that God is there. As people of faith in the world today, we often talk about joining in what God is doing, proclaiming mercy, showing justice, doing kindness, turning away from what is evil. This is what God is doing. It is an unmistakable drumbeat throughout Scripture. Learning to trust each other matters. It is vital to our spiritual health. We need to find people who are living out a faith that bears fruit and join them on that journey. We can share what we have with one another. We can learn to put our trust in one another, to care for what is important to each other. Our love, our feelings, our belongings. We can speak up when our trust has been broken. And with prayer, we can figure out that when forgiveness is just too much to us, we can give whatever it is to God. Most of all, we can choose to be trustworthy people ourselves. We can be who we say we are. Some years ago, I was in a group invited to give scriptures to one another, to write the verses that had gotten us through hard times and give them to someone else, to trust each other with God's holy word. A friend gave me these verses from Isaiah 58. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong, And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. When we are parched, when our trust in this world has been broken, we will meet God in places of love and compassion. The Lord will guide us and satisfy our needs in parched places. Maybe you are parched today, feeling afraid for the future, unsure where to put your trust. Let the meal we are about to share at the invitation of Jesus, let it make your bones strong, and let it fill your thirsty soul. The praise, the hallelujahs, the trust that has no bounds, they belong to God. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.